This is Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 123s with financial advisor Amy Leopold. Amy's training, experience, and focus on investment, retirement, and estate planning, along with insurance and family finances, gives her the opportunity to share the information you need for preparing for your future.
Hey everyone, this is Amy Leopold from Ameriprise Financial with ABCs and 123s. Today, our topic is 5 ways to reprioritize your finances this spring. For many, spring is the chosen time to clean out your home from the winter so you can start fresh in the summer. Clearing through clutter and refocusing on goals can be just as important for your finances as it can for your home. Explore the following considerations to spring clean your finances and set a plan for the remainder of the year. Refocus on your goals. Assess your finances to see if you may have strayed from your financial goals. If you're far behind the targets you've set, review your spending habits and try to identify which choices and activities have added to this setback. There's still time to get back on track. Consider refinancing. Interest rates ticked markedly higher in the years after the pandemic and have since dropped moderately, given the Federal Reserve's recent pattern of reducing rates. If you're carrying a higher rate on a loan, consider whether you could benefit from refinancing. Lowering your interest rate by even a quarter of a percent can potentially add up to thousands of dollars in savings over the life of a loan. Student loans and business loans are top prospects to consider. Home mortgages may also be eligible, although if you bought your property when interest rates were very low, it likely makes sense to keep your current loan. Be strategic with your health and flexible savings accounts. If you have funds in an employer-sponsored Flex Savings Account, FSA, remember that the money expires at the end of the year. It may make sense to schedule health appointments soon, before the summer season is in full swing. You can use your tax advantage account to pay for regular medical and dental bills, eye exams, eyeglasses, chiropractic care, and mental health counseling. If you have a health savings account, HSA, the funds don't expire. Consider using the funds for various health expenses this year, or keep the money invested for future needs, which may include retirement health expenses. You have until the federal tax filing deadline, generally April 15th, to make your annual contribution to the account for the prior year. Contribution limits vary based on certain factors, including whether you have a single or family high deductible health plan coverage, so check with your tax professional if there are questions. Increase contributions. Boost your retirement accounts and reduce your taxable income by allocating the maximum amount to your tax-deferred IRA and 401k accounts. Your contributions will not be taxed in the current year. Plus, when you eventually withdraw the savings in retirement, you will most likely be taxed at a lower rate. Protect yourself. Review your insurance policies and evaluate if you have the appropriate coverage. A divorce, child's college graduation, large purchase, home remodel, etc., could cause you to need more, less, or different options. Look for savings from bundling policies and pursue eligible discounts. As you reassess your financial well-being this spring, consider working with a financial advisor who can help you sort through potential challenges, identify your key goals, and develop a strategy to keep your financial plan on track. This has been Amy with your ABCs and 123s.
A to Z and 123s is heard each week at this same time. If you have a question you'd like Amy to address from today's program or a topic you would like her to discuss, send an email to amy.leopold@ampf.com or call 507-831-4550. Join us next week for another edition of Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 123s.